In today's class, we're going to talk about a worrying sociological problem, that of teenage smoking. Although the trends show that smoking by adults has been declining steadily over the past few decades, the percentage of teenagers who smoke only started to drop in the late 1990s. In fact, the current statistics on this are really quite alarming because, at present, the rate of teenagers who smoke is nearly 50% greater than the rate for adult smokers. So first, let's look at the reasons for these trends. Well, teenagers are more prone to pressure from their friends, as you know. This is what is known as peer pressure. And so, of course, teenagers want to fit in with their social group, and smoking is one way to do this. Now, peer pressure is really one of the biggest reasons why teens smoke. But, of course, peer pressure has always existed from time immemorial. So, certainly, there are other reasons for teenage smoking. I mean reasons that are specifically connected with current social and cultural phenomena. Nowadays, with the increase in the use of things like the internet, and with many parents working long hours away from home, some children feel a bit alienated from the family. For example, if a child is by him or herself for many hours during the week, perhaps the child is going to feel alone and not connected to anybody else but his friends. Then, of course, the child is more susceptible to fall into the trap of smoking because of peer pressure. In fact, recent research shows that the rise in teenage smoking in the 1990s primarily took place in the youth from more affluent families. That is, those with parents who are working, earning good incomes. So, of course, these children are not from disadvantaged homes, as some sociologists would like us to believe. Quite the opposite. The most striking and precipitous rise was in teenagers with the most financially advantageous backgrounds. And we also know that because of various lawsuits against the major tobacco companies, the price of cigarettes actually declined sharply in the early 1990s, which of course added fuel to the fire that was already burning in this area socially. What I mean is, paradoxically, these teenagers were from well-off families, and they could have afforded to pay the higher prices. Yet, contrary to these market forces, the price of tobacco products was falling during this time. Okay, so from this we can surmise that price doesn't really appear to be a factor in smoking by teens. Probably this is because teenagers often view themselves as experimental smokers. Now, the term experimental smokers implies that a person sees their own smoking behavior as an experiment. So what that implies is that these teenagers believe they are just going to try it out, so they aren't necessarily actually going to smoke for their lifetime. They perhaps just view smoking as something they can try and then stop doing later. Okay, so the next logical question is, do most of these teenagers, these experimental smokers, well, they eventually manage to stop smoking? Well, as you may have already guessed, that is highly unlikely. Research shows that quitting smoking is an extremely difficult thing to do. It can even be tougher than beating drug addiction, because the nicotine in cigarettes is very highly addictive itself. And again, the statistics bear this out. A recent study on high school students showed that 56% of all the students who smoked predicted that they would not still be smokers 5 years after graduation. But when the data was gathered 5 years later, only 31% of them had actually quit smoking.